All right. It's a good morning. Good morning and welcome to Tech. Who is the dumb cop of the day today? I don't know. Maybe it's chicken or yeah. So it's a good morning and welcome to Tech. We are going to discuss something new today. That we are going to look at, and of course you can come through and let's also discuss. And today, don't forget, there will be the 42nd briefing on COVID-19 in the country. So we are expecting maybe the maintenance of some regulations, and we are expecting some of the, maybe the relaxation of some, or maybe the introduction of new, depending on the current situation of COVID, because Omicron has given birth to a new baby called, I think it's Omicron BA5 or 4 in Botswana. So, and many scientists were celebrating that Omicron might be the end of COVID-19. If it doesn't mutate, if COVID-19 does not mutate into a new variant like Delta. But we leave that one to scientists. Let's get into our tech. Now, yesterday we were talking about the labor gap that technology is able to fill. And we were also looking at the danger of having the oldies run technology. I'm not saying old people are dangerous. I'm saying the danger of having the older generation to run modern technology. Because you will have a mismatch in terms of the pace at which things are supposed to run or technology is supposed to evolve. Now, to add to the layer of the problem in a labor gap that is caused by a mismatch between generations, the consequences then we'll see that we will always be lagging behind. One of the things that a country needs to industrialize. The country doesn't need a lot of money. Or in as much as the country needs money to industrialize, the country also needs a force. It needs a front line that is built of a battlefield that you, if you like, that is built by young people. A front line that is built by young people is the one that is needed as far as industrialization is concerned. So if young people are given an opportunity, if when they are not given an opportunity, guess what will happen? They will start to leave the countries for better opportunities. And I think it was last year when we were talking about the mass exodus of African engineers into other markets. Most of those markets, the European market, labor market, the American labor market, I'm not sure about the Chinese, but let me talk about the American and European, is full of Africans. Young people. is full of young Africans, and they are doing quite better. We were talking to one of them from America who is now doing engineering. Because the person that I know very well, when he was in Namibia here, we just used to know him as a music man, just playing keyboard, playing music. But people could not find out the talent that was in him. And today he's an engineer in one of the world's biggest car plants. So he's working in one of the world's biggest car plant. He's a car, or I don't know how they call it, auto engineer, or I forgot his position. So, but has he been, had it happened that he was just in Namibia, we wouldn't have known him as an engineer. So other markets, they check, they understand that the component towards industrialization is not only money, but it also has to do with skills. Skills is one of the components to industrialization. And it's not only skills, but it's the right skills. You should have the right skills. When it comes to application and software, like we were talking about, when we were talking about the other day, we know practically that the people that are keen to the use of technology are young people. The people that are keen to the use of technology are young people. We don't underestimate old people, but we are saying that the people that carry the kinetic, the innovative energy are the young people. And it is time the government starts to invest in people. For example, the developing world, if they want to really develop as faster as other nations, they must learn to invest in their people. For example, you invest in a correct curriculum, in a correct university curriculum, or then you invest in correct subjects. And for example, you say, fine, if you're an investor, you come to Namibia and you want to, we can give you free tax. You can be tax free, provided we want the employees that you are going to employ should be Namibians, and these are the type of skills that we want from you into them. This is type of the skill that you need to impart into their lives or into Namibia. Investment. I believe that the country wants investment into money. They want financial investment to invest in Namibia into projects for financial economic growth. But we neglect one thing, that is a skill. That the people who come here as investors, they will come, but they are bringing in their people, and then the people in the country will just be given casual work, casual jobs. But if we focus more on money, yes, it's good. Money is good, but we need to also focus on skills. We need to focus on skills, because the more skilled people you have, the higher the possibility of innovation you can have in a country. It is 16 minutes past 12, past 11. And of course, by 12, we will be crossing over to the 42nd briefing, the State House, on COVID-19. We shall go for a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes.
Mm.
Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
All right, it's 20 minutes past 11. That's the time here. We continue. So to avoid a mass exodus of young people who are supposed to be the builders and the pioneers of the vision to industrialize in a developing world, we are then supposed to invest in them. Governments are supposed to invest in them by encouraging innovation. For example, the Ministry of Information, Communication and Technology, they did well by coming up to say Namibia my pride or something like that. You see that Namibia my pride. It was only focused on music, somebody who can compose a Namibian song. So without necessarily really, I don't want to seem like attacking the ministry. But I'm saying that was limited to a music. How many Namibian apps have we promoted from a government level? So how many Namibian applications have we promoted from a government level? How many Namibians app Namibian app creators, software engineers, and coders have received an award from government through the Ministry of Information, Communication, and Technology. Is zero. Not what I know of. So, we are supposed to start there. Music is good. The music industry should grow. We understand. COVID-19 should be kicked out. We understand. But we still have a vision amidst or despite of COVID-19, despite whatever, we still have a vision as a country and we need skilled people. We need innovative people to be able to drive the country towards that vision. Otherwise, it will just going to be it's a good vision. But young people, skilled people are needed towards that vision. There was a time in the German history, Hitler wanted the creation of a certain tank. He was having a certain tank in his mind, a certain armored vehicle or tank in his mind. And he went around looking for somebody to make it. And everybody was saying, no, it is impossible. Maybe these were old people who were saying, no, this is impossible. But he found one young engineer who created the Panzer, one of Germany's best tanks in World War II. So he found one person who created a Panzer tank. Do you know that it was impossible 30 years ago for a blind person to operate a computer? It was very impossible. It's something that could not happen. But is it still impossible? When Android phones came, the touch screen, I remember my friend saying, my guy, I really pity you. You are missing a lot. Now we have a Samsung Galaxy Young, Samsung Galaxy Pocket. But one thing they didn't understand is that Samsung came already with a built-in assistive text-to-speech systems. So they didn't understand that they were only excited about the touch screen, that now they are moving, they are throwing away their Motorola L7 into Galaxy Young. But they did not understand that Samsung already came with a built-in assistive text-to-speech. And that is the power of innovation. That's the power of skill. When people are skilled, they can do a lot. They can go far. And it's not only skills. We might have skilled people in Namibia who can come up with all softwares and even solutions. But we don't have political will to support them. There is no political will to bring them up and give them a forefront to say, look, can you design an app? We want farmers to learn how to plant or to diversify their crop. Can you guys come up with an Namibian agriculture app? I spoke to one person, one young person here on tech, who was trying to come up with an application. And it all ended there. So I'll still follow up and find out how far they have gone with the applications they wanted to create. So lack of support internally, or lack of political support, lack of government support, delays government's vision of being industrialized. Because when government has a dream to industrialize, but they don't have the political drive to push towards it, to push towards it through supporting young minds, gathering young minds. I always talk about, say, look, Ramatex is now there. Why don't we convert it into a Namibian tech center? Why don't we convert that? Why doesn't the municipality of Windhoek or city of Windhoek give it to MICT? Why doesn't Ramatex, why is it not given to MICT and MICT just even 100,000 to say, if you come up with, do you know that the person that came up with a Namibian song was just given 50,000? So we can do the same. Encouraging startups, tech startups. Somebody coming up with a drone, a Namibian-made drone. By the way, last month there was an expo in Dubai, military expo, where people were...
It's Sunday lunch, and Mama has cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready!
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bags, so that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of Namib Poultry.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter...
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it's 11:30. You can come through if you want to be part of the conversation. I have my eyes here. They are blinking nicely. I will be able to see your call if you come in here. But if you want to come in, you can come in through the phone. 083-238-401. So we are saying, I was telling you, an expo that was in Dubai, military expo, where countries were showing their latest or development in weapons. The countries that are winning, that won many customers who are buying their drones, is Turkey. The Turkish drone is being used in Ukraine now. The Turkish drone is, many countries are buying. So Turkey might be a country that many other countries will be looking up to as far as military equipment is are concerned, because number one, they are cheaper and they have simple but very effective technology. So countries that are major weapon manufacturers, such as Russia, China, maybe, or let me just say Russia, Germany, United States, they might not be getting in much bias, because their weapons are complicated, they are high-tech, and they are very expensive. But the Turkish drone, simple but very effective, simple technology, that is what we are talking about, innovation. And the Turkish government is investing into those type of developments. Most of these developments, mind you, are spearheaded by young minds, young thinkers. They're not old people that are doing this, young people that are coming up with all those solutions. A drone that can launch an anti-tank ammunition. So, even the non-conventional javelin anti-tank missiles or whatever, portable, they have been made by young people. Most of them, the young people are the ones that are behind this. So in developing countries need to pull out, they need to pull out their, to pull up their socks if they want to be industrialized. You can't have a dream to industrialize if you are not investing in the young people who are supposed to be the one understanding what you are supposed to achieve. It can't work. So when it comes to investment, we should not only invest in, or we should not only attract investors in terms of finance. We also need their technologies. And we don't need their tools. We need their skills. So that through their skills, we can innovate and improve and come up with our own tools that are akin to the solution of our specific problems. Otherwise, we will have Africa contributing human resources to other markets, and then Africa staying behind, because Africa is the youngest continent. So it's a growing continent with 1.4 billion people, and a large number of that is made up of young people. Other continents, the old people are more. And that's why the Chinese have also abolished the policy of one child, because they've realized that they need more young people, because of that demographic imbalance. And demographic imbalance poses much threat to any technological growth of any country. Because then you will have too much old people who are no longer having energy to drive innovation. They want to walk around the world because they are now old. But young people wants to try this and try that. And when you don't have enough of them, then you'll be in danger, because even in the time of war, you will have lack of human resources to carry out a conventional battle, even if you become a powerful country, and you have that demographic imbalance, you will suffer. And when it comes to technology and innovation, that even goes more worse. Is government doing enough? Is government investing enough in young people? in the country? And what can government do if they are not doing enough? What can they do to make sure that they have enough investment in young people? For example, in the skills. Because the curriculum that we have needs to speak to the future. So that when you go to school, you go to UNAM and you graduate today, the labor market must be the one calling you for a job. So is our curriculum future friendly? Is our curriculum and education system, is it tech friendly? It seems that our tech fraternity also is very small, that the government does not even notice it. So and how do we make it bigger? How do we make it bigger? And how can government be convinced that we have enough technology or skills, that even our IT studies, is it answering to the need that the country has? Is it speaking into the future of where the country wants to go? So those are the questions that we have to discuss. It is 22 minutes to 12. And the lines are open, 083-288-401. 083-288-401. The lines are open. So, how do we change our curriculum to make sure that at least IT shouldn't be a university thing, that you are going to study IT is supposed to start from a child who is in grade 2, 3, that person grade 1, that person must be able to use a device. For us to do that, teachers need to also skill up. And it's not only teachers. Infrastructures need to also be provided. For example, network needs to be, we need to change the way we see network, the way we view, we understand network. We need to incorporate network as part of education infrastructure that is needed for learning environment. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Franz.
Yes, how are you?
No, worse than yesterday, but better than tomorrow again. How's yourself?
How do you become better than tomorrow when you are not better than today?
If I'm not worse than yesterday, but better than tomorrow, then I'm better than tomorrow, but worse than yesterday.
Thank you very much, sir.
I think innovation is not something dependent on IT. I think things should have order in order to start to exist. Namibia, for instance, other countries, Malaysia, they manufacture things like clothes. Every country has something. Something is identified as this is the core of our country or of the trade of our country. We are in a position to manufacture A, B, C, D. So we will work towards that first, before we go over to all the other things that surround the world. So if we don't have any direction in Namibia as to what we want, shall it be possible for us to start an industrialized country. That is only the question. So I think one should have a specific something with which you start, identify it, and all the resources go there too, because we are able, we can support it, it is viable, we can do it, and then everyone can then join. And those who want to do something else, when the time comes, we diversify. So that is why I think IT and the years, whether I'm Proclodit or I'm a dinosaur, those does not count. What counts is the innovation, but then if the innovation has got order, things that stink, that lead me to do something first, not say, I'm here, this side, it goes to bus. That's like hydrogen. There's not even the University of Namibia that has got a testing ground on hydrogen, or people went to do tests first before they say, yeah, we open up hydrogen. It's only the politicians who bought the farms and things and pieces where they're going to do the hydrogen, and then they manufacture the eggs. I mean, things have got order. And as you say, political will. Then once a start has been made and this start is strong, then the rest follows naturally. Thank you, Mr. Franz. I think that's all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Look, artificial intelligence that we talk about and fourth industrial revolution that we are talking about, if we don't have innovators, even our own local businesses will come and pay high cost will pay a high cost adapting to those technologies because they are imported from somewhere. But when we have our own people inside here, it can be made cheaper. Because if an application is locally made, or is locally, a software is locally designed, or a machine is locally manufactured, you are likely to buy it cheaper. I think those who buy music and those who buy cars, you understand, those who buy music equipment, that a latest music or digital mixer or digital keyboard can be, is very cheap when you are buying it in the US. But if you have to buy it from somebody who bought it from there, then the person, you come and pay high price you to bring it in here. But imagine if we were having our own, plant where you go and buy, you will find out that it will be cheaper because you don't have much cost to incur. So even at artificial intelligence and the robotics will be expensive because we'll be sourcing them from outside. But if we say all this Ramatex that is idle there, why don't we convert it into an innovation center? People come and they design their prototypes and applications, different softwares, different solutions. Eagle FM?
Good morning, Dr.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine, how are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Yes.
Today you are talking really things which is making sense. You are not expecting us to have a future if you are not investing in our youth. To be honest, France, since the independence, you never seen anybody like our leaders to emphasizing the future of this generation to come, especially in the technology. Mr. France, we are expecting, as we are having a university here in Namibia, but those people, they are IT, there's engineering, but I never heard somebody from university, even if Nia was also there, never had somebody come up with a new software. Just a simple software. I don't know where we are going. I don't know what is the vision that we, our government have.
Not even an engine of a motorbike.
It's true. Even Mr. Fraser, let me do one thing. We are from the background. Yeah? We are having a Mahango field, like in Shivambo, we are doing a Mahango field. But the system that we are adapting from this old is just the system that we are using until now. We are just using a Matemo just to cultivate the Mahango field. But we are not changing that system just because we don't have any vision to change our life. Even the people of Mr. France, they say we are just we are ready for the fourth industrialization or whatever you are saying. We are not ready, to be honest. We cannot even do anything. We cannot even manufacture. But to be honest, Mr. France, what you say is really, really, really true. And it needs our leader to be taking this initiative forward so that we can making our life easy. Like now, Mr. France, you are having a good idea. And I wish, if I have a power, I will taking you to a group of those people who are making a decision, even in the cabinet or any government position, so that you can make a decision, which is making your life to go forward. If I was having a power, it's to be Mr. Franz. Because these people, if you imagine, Mr. Franz, you're having 8 years, but you're still in me, in government office. What did we expect? Are we really having our nation in heart? Because at the end of the day, Mr. Franz, we are just, let me say, if the war is coming, let me say in Namibia, the war is coming. We are just expecting to fight. You are fighting, you are having arrow and bow to fight a drone. That is what you are expecting. Because
no,
you are
but look, if it depends. If a drone doesn't behave and the one arrow hits it, it will find itself down.
But Mr. Frank, you cannot fight a robot.
Do not underestimate indigenous knowledge and abilities. Look, if a helicopter is flying low and an arrow just get into a wrong connection, there will be disaster.
There will be disaster. I don't think so. But Mr. Frank, to be honest, we need this program, like you are talking now, to be serious, taking to the high position. At least we are doing job from the bench. If we cannot able to do it, why we cannot hire? Why cannot buy these people having technology? They know technology. They come and teaching us. If we cannot able to send our children in Japan, in China, in Singapore, why we cannot buy those people?
All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Franz.
Right. Yeah, we continue. So look, we have a lot of innovation in Namibia that is going on. I have seen when I was running a small restaurant in the north, I've seen people who could make a chips. This thing of cutting potatoes, it cuts it into chips, a big thing. Like they make it in a metallic way. It's Namibian. But are we promoting that from a government level? Are we promoting that? Can we even have it in schools, in kitchens, in school kitchens, those type of thing? They are just made by guys in Oshagatire. And even the Mahangu processing and the bean processing small machines and some plowing devices, or I don't know how to call them, they are made here in Namibia. But are we promoting that from a political and government level? Okay, we have lost a call there. You can come through 0832-888-401. So are we promoting that from a government level to say, look, Botswana, we have a bean processing machine that we have manufactured. Eagle FM.
Good day, Mr. Franz.
Yes.
Man, this this commission, you call what? National Commission on Research, Science and Technology.
Yeah.
What is the job of this commission, really? Because we don't see what they are doing. But I think this is the institution that is supposed to fund people that are innovating in the country.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Okay, I think we have gone silent there with our... I don't know what happened. It is 8 minutes to 12. You can still come through if you want to be part of the conversation. So you make those devices or machines... You can introduce them to say, look, South Africa, this is what we have come through, we have come up with. Yes.
Yeah, Franz.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, let me go ahead. I off my radio now. You see, Franz, yes, you are right there. Whatever all the previous call, yes. But the fact remaining this, a government only to assist where it's supposed to be. What is the other country why they are proud to be a higher in society and now? Because of the people themselves, you don't, the government never provide anything. You yourself, you could bring something, idea, and then you create something which the government can support you. But the government never has such opportunity to create anything. You, like America, Britain, those are very technical who are creating them or their things, so they bring to the government. Government can assist them when it's done. Where are we? Why for the government? Even the government is for the people. Where are we? Can we bring something so that we can create something the government can follow? Machinery.
So how many creation has government followed, according to your knowledge, Uncle Shangal?
I haven't seen any Namibian who creates something, then a government refuses to fund it.
Look, Uncle Shangala, we don't just speak things we don't know. We have records of startups that went dead.
What? You have what?
We have records of startups and innovation that went dead. Because like, they did not get funded. So that's why I'm asking you to tell me which one do you know has been created according to what you are saying.
France, to bring any you want maybe to make a powder of the mirimir or the mahango, whatever. Those are made by individual people, and the individual people bring to the government. The government can initiate where it's supposed to be. But we Namibians, we never create anything new. Maybe something, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. So those countries like America, Britain, all over, Asia, Chinese, they are the efficient people there. They create, they do something, and they come to the government. Then they make it, and then they can, the government assist, and today we are buying things from them. Where are we in Namibia? We keep talking, government. What are we doing?
Uncle Shangala, you are defending government, which is good, but you are doing it with a lack of knowledge. Because even the China that you are talking about, 90% of Chinese innovation is funded by government.
Yes,
90% of innovation in Japan and in Israel, 90% of the technology that they are having is owned by the government.
Who created those things are initiated by the government? Who created them? Is the government? But the government have got a company to create something? Have you seen the government? The government to do something?
That's why I'm saying, Uncle Shangana. That's why I'm saying you are talking about something that you don't understand.
Maybe you don't understand you too, because you talk something which you don't know.
No, I don't want to. I don't want you to waste my time. Right, we continue. So what I'm saying is, look, countries that are developed, they have companies. It's not only up to the people. The whole sector of technology is driven from politics, from above, from government. So I don't know what Uncle Shangala is talking about. And that's why I could not allow him to waste my time. So if you read, if you follow what is going on, what is playing out in a global stage, that's why governments in those countries can are able to find Google, because they have more money to do that, and they have more technological know-how to do that, so they are able to bring Facebook to book, because the government IT system is advanced to the point that even Google can listen. So I don't know what Uncle Shangala is talking about. Right, we still have Eagle FM.
Yes, Mr. Franz, how are you?
Good, how's it?
I'm fine.
Right.
I just wanted to add something to the caller who just left now.
Yeah.
He said apparently as Namibian we are doing nothing. I don't know much, but we were having a guy here who was talking about he made a cell phone. He was looking to be for the funding, but I don't know where that thing ended up. So if our government could be serious with this thing, that guy will be lifted up.
No, I can give you an example. There are a lot of applications that are made in Namibia.
Yeah.
And we even have a technology company in here.
Yes.
But beyond that, I was talking about IMBA yesterday. Do you know what IMBA is?
No, I don't know.
Yes, you see, that's what we are talking about. So if somebody can just say we are doing nothing, that's pure ignorance.
Yes, it's true. We are also having this guy, see, I don't know where he is, might be the government. Assisted him, the one who did what the helicopter. It was Ndamba or Ngwediva somewhere. We are having those guys, but I don't know where. I think the government has taken him up.
All right, my brother, my time is is up.
All right.
Right. All right. We will continue with this conversation, but we are saying, guys, please, let's read up. Let's inform ourselves. You can't just come on air with emptiness. So we need to read up, especially even during harvest in the north. There are a lot of people who came up with harvesting tools. Bean processing and mahangu processing, but we don't. So you can't say Namibians are not doing anything. You can't say that. So we need to inform ourselves. There are a lot of apps and startups and a lot of people that are coming up with solutions. But the problem is that we are not marketing those solutions. We are not marketing them. We don't have a political drive to empower the people who are coming up with those type of tools and softwares. All right. My time is up here, and soon we'll be getting to State House. We'll be getting to State House to, of course, get the 42nd briefing on COVID-19. Right, stay tuned for, of course, the brand conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, for global parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyovikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Enjoy a Toffle Radler. Enjoy Toffle Radlers for a year. Oh yeah. Wanna be extra? Make your summer extra and win 20,000 Namibia dollars and Toffle Radler for an entire year. Or swap for grabs, instant airtime, and a weekly cash prize. To enter, simply buy a Toffle Radler and SMS the code under your ring pull or bottle cap to 22000. Terms and conditions apply. SMS costs 1 Namibia dollar. Competition ends on 31 May 2022. Keep the ring pull or bottle cap as proof of entry. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.